Any other questions? Sorry, Councillor Stevenson. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Just a quick one, page 22. Geographical area.
Stevenson.
I did press it. Okay.
Thank you.
Right, start again. Page 22, geographical area. It says all of tendering district, some areas of tendering may be established as CIL exempt. Could you explain a little bit more about what would happen if they were CIL exempt and what we'd be looking at in the way of, as well as, I'm presuming, 106 money or something?
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. So when we do the testing of community infrastructure levy, it's not a given that every development will pay towards the developer contributions. In other words, there's areas of the district we'll need to assess to see if it's viable to put the weighting of those contributions on those particular areas. So, for example, areas like Jaywick, for example, are probably not going to have land values to support a wide range, so you exempt them from that. That's one element. The element I'm really getting at here is that on some large-scale schemes, if we can show the evidence is there, then we'll probably make areas exempt. So I'm thinking particularly about the west of Tendring, east of Colchester garden community, where we know we're doing a very different project there in terms of land value capture, if we go along with that as a council. So it might be, but we have to do it through proper testing, not just us saying this is a policy decision. We might make that area exempt so we can actually work out exactly what those contributions are at a very different level than we would be doing for the rest of the plan. So it might be that we push for higher levels of affordable housing contribution in that area, for example.
Do you want? Yeah, of course you may.
Thanks for that answer. I think what I actually was getting at is if we don't have the CIL, what do we have?
That's simpler.
Different system.
Yeah, so we currently use Section 106 for everything apart from affordable housing. So if we didn't have CIL in that area, we'll still have Section 106 where applicable.
Any other questions? I do have one question on CIL, if I may. Reading it through, it reminded me it's done on minimum on the amount of square meterage that's built. Well, this reminded me of the old 1696 window tax. And you can still see evidence of that if you look in the old buildings. And I was just wondering if there's any other way. I think it should be much better if it was actually done on the realised value of the properties on first sale. And then updated every 10 years. But I was just thinking, because it's incumbent then on for tax avoidance to reduce minimum size of that, and that is very much against the whole ethos of this council and what it wants to achieve in new build.
Thank you, Chairman. The rules, unfortunately, of CIL are out there and tested in legislation, which we need to follow the due process of. But I totally take your point, and that's why, in certain areas, if we can do it in policy terms, we'd want to push the boundary in terms of the quality of design.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Any other questions? No? Right. Okay. Sorry, Councillor Guglielmi.
I'm happy to move the recommendation, Chairman.
And I've seconded it from Councillor Stevenson. Right. There's nothing else to be said. All those in favour, please show. Against? That's totally. Any abstentions? I didn't do a count. No, fine. Thank you very much. That's moved on to.